Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work. Hello, and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here, as always, with my very radiant friend, Anas. How are you doing tonight, Anas?
These words are accepted. Yes, I feel very radiant today. It's always, you know, good to be back recording at The Lights Work. But yeah, today was yet again a day Brandon Sanderson maybe didn't break internet, but broke BackerKit for an hour. I don't know if you knew this happened, but when he launched his crowdfunding thing on BackerKit, it like broke for an hour or so.
I didn't know that it broke.
I know that
a lot was raised very quickly, similar to last time he did this.
So it was supposed to be launched at noon. I think it went live 5 or 7 minutes early or something.
Okay.
And then the site crashed. So you try to go to the site, it says, you know, limit reached or whatever, right? And like multiple people like Brandon and Dragon Steel and Backer, everyone was like tweeting and stuff saying, oh, sorry, I'll be back. It took probably an hour or so before it was back up. And it was interesting. I don't know if you know, earlier in the day, I think like Meta broke down and like Insta and Facebook were down or something. Right?
Yeah. I was going to I was thinking that as you were talking.
I think BackerKit like joked, which I was surprised that their media team was joking about this, as probably their biggest thing ever was like not going to plan. But they were like, Brandon Sanderson broke the internet. It's like, no, they broke your servers. But that happened today. And yes, you're right. He did, again, raise a lot of money for the Words of Radiance Cosmere, not Wheel of Time, Leatherbound, with yet another secret project.
Yet another secret project that he plunked down on the desk.
It was quite emphatic the way he did it.
It was very, very dramatic.
Yeah.
He was like sitting there for like, I don't even know, like 30 seconds, I think.
It was a while. Yeah, it was a while. But I don't know. So the reason I say that is, so BackerKit broke down, right? And everyone's trying to get clicking again and again. Lauren, yeah, we haven't done a Lauren shout out in forever, right? From around the pattern.
We've mentioned him a lot, but I don't think we've like acknowledged it when we do.
Yeah. He posted a clip. He took out a clip of just Brandon sitting there doing nothing and said, me looking at BackerKit right now.
Oh, that's really good. I love
that. It
was
so good. I was like, this is like perfect. Because he looks almost angry, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I have with the Meta thing, I'm part of a group chat with Dragonmount now, and they were all talking about it, and I was at work, so like I didn't even notice, but I felt like my phone was blowing up all day because the internet was broken.
I didn't feel it. I'm on Insta or, you know, Facebook or anything like that a lot, but I knew about it because I heard the chatter elsewhere.
Lots of chatter.
There's definitely a lot of chatter, but yeah, there's always another secret.
Always another secret. I'm reading Secret History now too. Speaking of
you truly are starting to see what that means and why.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, very much so. Yes, I finished Bands of Mourning. I did a lot of reading. I was away for a few days and I read a lot, and so finished Bands of Mourning, and now I'm in Secret History, in case any of you were wondering where I'm at with the Cosmere.
But I personally like to think of Secret History as Fight Club. Like, you're not supposed to talk about Secret History, even though it's out there.
I'm sorry.
No, that's funny, because Goat Brother finished before you, right? And he put it in our Discord. So Roger put it there, and I'm like, I can't talk to him. So I DM'd him. He's like, hey, so you finished it. You have to read Secret History next. And what did you think of the last word in the book in Van's Warning? And he was like, he thought there was, he was going to just go to the next book, The Lost Metal. And I'm like, no, read this first. So, yeah. And I told
him. I wondered about that. When I got to the end of Van's Warning and I saw that, I didn't realize that Secret History was next either. But then I saw that and I was like, oh, I don't know that Roger mentioned he was reading that. I thought he had gone on. I was worried about him, so I'm glad that you
reached out. As soon as he put it there, I was DMing him. Yes,
of course you were. I should have known.
Yes.
Well, anyway, as usual, we are not here to talk about the Cosmere. We are here to talk about Wheel of Time fandom.
We need to have a Cosmere episode sometime. We must. We should. Maybe.
What do you think? Keep threatening it, and like, you know,
like how close are you to like giving in?
I mean, I feel like I already have a little bit. Like, we keep talking about it. No,
a full Cosmere. We don't, like...
An entire episode?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, it wouldn't be the light's work, you know? You'd have to figure out a way to, like, connect it.
Maybe we could do an away episode or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
A one-off.
Yeah. One-off. A filler. But... A filler.
Like the Coach Beard After Dark of the late spring.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll figure that out. But for now, we are going to talk about, I think, one of the best things about being part of the Wheel of Time fandom, which is that we are so lucky to have so many people who are very talented artists in our fandom, many different types of artists, but in particular today we're going to talk about visual art and folks who help us see our characters come to life. Before we had the TV show, you know, that's kind of what we had was fan art. So we're going to go down a list of artists that we like, talk a little bit about their works, and then there's a few individual pieces we really like. And we also crowdsourced this on our Discord server, so we got some input from our listeners as to what they like as far as Wheel of Time fan art. So the way this is going to work is we will do our best.
Yes, please tell me.
We are going to do our best to describe the pieces of art that we're talking about. But if you are able to, as you're following along, please click the links. We always put links to everything we talk about, tweets, people in the fandom, videos, you know, inside jokes. We always try to put those links in our comments, usually in the form of a Google Doc, because there's often many, many links and we don't want to overload our show notes. So please, as long as you're not driving and you're in a safe place, please follow along.
Like a red light?
I do not condone web
the
browsing
work
and
is,
driving.
The lights work will not be liable for.
Yes. This episode
don't text and drive.
Yeah, best listened to at home where you can scroll through and check out these images. But for folks who aren't able to do that, or folks who, you know, need the alt text descriptions, we will do our best to describe those things. So, yeah.
I'm not much of, I don't think of myself as an artist in general. Forget visual art. Mm-hmm. How would you rate your drawing skills or visual artistry? And have you ever, like, what are you most proud of that you've drawn?
Oh, that's a really good question. So I have some art skill. my dad is a fantastic artist. And
when people say they have some art skill, they have a lot of art skill.
I used to draw a lot as a kid, you know, and my parents encouraged it. My dad was a really good artist, and he taught me a little bit about like paint and watercolor. I don't can't remember if he took classes or went to school for it, but I remember him, like, when I was really little, he would, like, show me some of his artwork and paints and stuff. So, yeah, I drew a lot over the years. I never really, like, and I think I took a couple art classes in high school. And then what I ended up doing the most was actually costume design. And so I would draw, you know, when you're designing a show, a play or whatever, you have to do renderings of the costumes. So I would,
like,
draw.
Like the stuff Sharon Gillum has been sharing.
Yeah, nowhere near that level of skill.
So you're saying you're like Sharon Gillum.
I was in high school and in college. I did do that, and I designed a lot of shows. And so for that, I did have to do, you know, some... We were encouraged to keep, like, a sketchbook. I did really badly at that. You had to have, like, a certain amount of sketches done, and you had to turn them in. And I remember I got, like, a really bad grade once because I didn't do enough sketches.
Wait, you did poorly on homework?
Yeah.
That is not compute.
I'm, like, surprisingly, like, bad at stuff sometimes, especially if it requires, like, a lot of discipline and, like, doing something every day. And I just was not good at that. And some things I'm such a perfectionist about that, like,
okay, that makes
I
sense.
Don't, yeah. You know, like, if I can't do it perfectly, I won't do it. Or I'll spend way too long on one thing and then won't be able to do, like, if I owed 10 pieces of art, I would only, like, do two because...
And the two would be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Or, like, good for make you feel good about them.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so yes. And I also just feel like in general, I have, like, an aesthetic eye. Like, when I see something, I'll be like, oh, that doesn't look good. Or I'll be like, that looks good. Or you could make it better if you do this thing. Like, I can kind of see that. I don't know. I don't think you have to be, like, an artistic person, though, to appreciate real-time
art. Oh, no. I'm not saying that. I was more like, you know, trying to understand if you dabble.
If I dabble. I don't currently dabble. I should, though. I should get back into it. And I've always wanted to learn how to do digital art. Like, nothing about
that. It looks
that,
so
and it's,
cool.
It does look people. So cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so this is how I would put my, if you were to ask, I don't know if you're interested in knowing my artistry history. I've gone to, like, the only thing I think I've probably drawn is, like, I went to a paint bar like a couple years ago and, like, you know, followed the instructions and made, like, a scenery of a river and mountains.
Do you
at
still
sunset?
Have it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, somewhere here close by. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah. I think you did.
Yeah, I think it used to be, it hung next to Kelsier, I think. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah, I think you've seen it. But yeah, that's the only thing I've probably, like, actually done. I don't know if photoshopping thumbnails counts.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it counts.
I've definitely enjoyed doing that, and I've gotten, like, more adventurous with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a lot of respect for people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's something about the human touch that's, like, very particular that you see it in someone's work, and, you know, that's, you know, we can talk about different people, like, you know, as we talk about people. But there's a style that is so, so good. I think the one that, like, comes to mind, did you have a particular order you wanted to go in, or?
No.
Because the one that, like, comes to mind is Todd Schumacher.
Yeah.
Like, that style of art is, like, you could see it anywhere and you'd be like, I know what that is. And is that Todd, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about Todd. Todd draws. If folks are not familiar with him, like I said, we will put the link in our show notes. He was doing one chapter a day of The Wheel of Time, starting at the beginning, and he would draw an image that he chose from that chapter in a very cartoon-like style. His people are very, like, squat and square. and cute.
Squat and square. That's like perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have a favorite Todd drawing?
Yes, I have a, what would you call this? Like, it's a print version of it.
It's like print on cardboard? Yeah. You have a print.
It's on like, yeah, I have a print. It's specifically the one from The Great Hunt, Chapter 37, from the Flicker Flicker montage. And it shows all the different Rands there could be. So there's, you know, Rand, how Todd would draw him with his Heronmark blade. Then there's like an anime kind of looking Rand with like the spiky hair and like the sharp features, you know, wearing his coat and what looks like pulling out a katana like sword. Then there's a Simpson you know, looking Rand holding up his sword, smiling sheepishly. I don't know how to describe this middle one, but it's just like, I don't know how to describe the style.
Show me.
It is, but
show me. I'll try to.
It's this one, the one with like just the dot. It's like the
very minimalist.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like the body is, you know, all filled in and good, but the face is just, the eyes are two dots. And
very like, small. Yeah.
Like a one thing for like mouth and nose. Mm-hmm. Then there's one that shows Rand from basically Yosha Sarovsky when he's walking with Tam on the MP road at the start of the first episode. And they see those rocks fall and he knocks his arrow. Mm-hmm. This one is that like Garfield, what's his name from Garfield? Todd?
John?
No. John? Is it?
It does look like the Garfield style, or it reminds me of maybe a little bit of like Family Guy.
Yes, Family
like,
Guy.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of style of,
yes,
cartoon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then there's Cat Rand, which is, you know, a cat wearing
with
a
sword.
Red coat and a sword. There's like a black and white samurai type style, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't know the exact style here,
yeah,
but it shows black and white, the face. Then it shows, I think, what is either zombie Rand, who's just green,
Lego Rand? It looks like a Lego Rand.
Yeah, it might be. Yes, that might be Lego. Yes, that is Lego, mm-hmm, Rand. And then there's a whole assorted thing in the corner. One is like a droid, Star Wars droid Rand. There's a rock Rand from Everything Everywhere All at Once. There's a few others that are in the corner. A meme Rand. There's a meme Rand.
There's a rock? Like,
yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's just a rock.
I totally didn't even notice that. Yeah. I hope that that's a reference to that movie.
It has to be. It's got those, you know, woogly eyes or whatever you call them.
The googly eyes.
Googly eyes, yeah. Woogly. So yeah, that is, I mean, there's so many good ones, but that is probably my favorite one. And I had someone send it to me, and I think I sent it to myself. I think I bought it, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think someone sent it. Maybe I got it for myself. Yeah, I don't know.
Be interesting if somebody knew who sent it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a favorite Todd drawing, and it's from Fires Landfear. Of Heaven. No. Although I did use Todd's Landfear in my first parody,
yes,
video.
Yes, you did. You did.
No, this one is from The Fires of Heaven, Chapter 5, Among the Wise Ones. And it's, I actually spoke about this on a recent episode when we were talking about examples of the light's work in the books. And this is the scene where Egwene accompanies Avienda, meeting her toe, running laps around the Aiel camp. So this drawing is like a purple sky with lots of stars and silhouettes of mountains in the background. And then in the foreground, there's like four tents, Aiel tents. And then very tiny in the bottom right is naked Avienda and Egwene from the back. And Egwene has a little speech bubble and it says, "That's one."
Yeah, it's good.
I just love that scene. I love that that's what Todd chose for that chapter. And it's just so cute.
Yes, very good.
I feel like there was one he did recently that like made me cry, and I was like, "Wow, I can't believe like this cartoon."
There's the I Am Fardarizmai one.
Oh yeah, and the Glass Columns one was really cool too. So yeah, he's incredible, and I think just even setting out to do this one chapter a day thing is such a huge undertaking, but like also such a gift to the fandom, you know, to be able to see so many of the scenes we love in adorable cartoon form. So thanks, Todd. All right. So you started off with Todd. So I'm going to jump into another, I would say, cartoon-like style, which is Uno Kintsugi, who's one of our listeners and patrons. We love Uno. They do incredible artwork. I really like their style. They change it up a bit here and there, but my favorite thing that they do is like a combination of like pen and ink and watercolor. And it's just really cool what they do with the like watercolor splashes in like the background. And I don't know. I just think it's very cool. So I have a lot of favorites that they've done over the years, but one of, and they've done a lot of good ones of Uno, obviously, but one of the things that I think is one of their, I don't know, would you say like cornerstone or like what they're known for maybe is their creatures and like making some of the Wheel of Time creatures really cute. So like they have a Grom, but I really love their baby Jumara, which they made a sticker of and gave to me at JordanCon. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. But their baby Jumara is on a white background, and it's a tan-colored sandworm with little spikes sticking out of it and little green, I don't know, feelers. And then like a little round mouth hole and then two black eyes, but the eyes I think is what makes it. It kind of has the eyes that is on like the pleading face emoji.
it looks like Pikachu to me.
Oh yeah, kind of Pikachu like eyes, yeah, but just the, you know, the black eyes with the white dot that make them look really big and shiny, you know.
Yeah.
And then the best part is it's got three little hearts coming up from its head. And it's just so cute.
The Jumara are the worms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's the whole thing about, you know, how the worms have died off and there's no actually worms left over, right?
I don't remember.
there's something like that where it's like the worms are like huge and the worms that are like they saw in the Eye of the World, they're not the same or like something like that. The one I like of theirs is they have a Alwyn, Jessica Boone Alwyn.
Mm.
The coloring in that is really cool because it's like black and white, I think. So it shows Alwyn's face and like collar area, and the hair is like, you know, black and in the typical Seanchan manner. But that face armor piece is in golden, like it is, you know, in the show.
And
it just makes it looks really cool. I like that kind of contrast between like a black and white.
I just want her to have like a strawberry in her mouth in that photo. Like I just can't.
The
swear the oaths challenge or whatever that was is just now part of my headcanon for that face mask.
I think one of the most underrated, like, best performances.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That speech in episode 3 or 2?
3.
Yeah. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, she's a fantastic actor. I also wanted to mention the Narg Daddy drawing that Kintsugi did. Yes. It's also very adorable.
It's a little
unsettling.
Creepy. creepy scale for me, because it's it like it has the cute aspect to it where you're like, oh no.
Well, it's actually, this is funny because their caption says, do you think Trollocs could be loving parents if they weren't bred by the shadow? And it's so funny because this is from February of 21, and Kitsunugari is now part of the Flickrverse show.
Yeah,
they where they that, answer questions like that. I think that's such a fantastic like foreshadowing of their show that they do now. And that's an interesting question. I don't know. Would they be loving parents? But these ones...
No. Only Narg.
Only Narg. Narg smart.
Because Narg loving. Smart. Narg loving. Narg... Narg nurturing.
Yeah, so Narg is holding a baby Murdrel in this picture, and he's got a Trolloc wife next to him with horns and pointy ears and fangs.
I'm surprised you didn't name Narg's wife.
Is it Betty? I think it's Betty, right?
Oh, okay, yes.
From season one? Remember? Yes, they named one of the Trollocs Betty.
Yes, Betty.
Anyway, so that's Uno. Who do you want to talk about next?
I think the one that is definitely, you know, that I've seen more and more since the show has been around is Third Age Art and Corey Lansdell, who does amazing. I don't know how to explain.
It's almost impressionistic.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, it's realistic, but the way that he uses color and it makes it look like almost like an impressionist painting, but
not
really.
I don't know what
really.
That means, but yes, I agree. You mean like a Renaissance time period?
No, like Van Gogh, like, you know.
Oh, yes, Van Gogh, yes. The night. What's the...
Starry Night.
The Starry Night, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I just
You mentioned Van Gogh's most famous painting. Yes. I'm
no,
very
like
impressed.
As in like I am impressed by myself. He's Dutch, you know, from Holland or the Netherlands.
I'm probably not able to speak very knowledgeably about the type of art that this is, because I never went to like art school, but to me that's what it looks like, where you're painting with like lots of small strokes of different colors to make a picture that looks like the thing it's supposed to be, but it's done in such a impressionistic way. Like, I can't think of another way to describe it, where it's like it's not what it is, but it is what it is.
That makes sense, sure.
I'm trying. Anyway, do you have a favorite Corey piece of art?
I mean, there's so many, right? But the one that's recently caught my eye is his Loghain. It's Alvaro Morte, right? But I think the colors he's used in this is awesome. You know, he's wearing the black Ashaman coat, but it's like very militaristic. And not the traditional type of coats that I've seen. And then there's like this huge belt that just makes it, you know, it just looks really cool. He's like holding a sword, kind of like leaning on a sword. He has weaves of the One Power in his right hand. And like in behind, it's like a brick wall that has like a dragon stamp painting thing that's like aqua-ish color, but just the color scheme of the whole paint is just so good. It's so good. It's one of my favorites. I pretty much like any Corey Lansdell Wheel of Time thing, but I think that one is one of the best.
So I almost got mad at you because I was also going to mention Loghain, but there's a different Loghain one that I love. But this is also Alvaro Morte, but it's, I think, portraying his madness. It's got three faces. It's got a larger portrait of him in the center, sort of just looking off into the distance, looking somewhat normal. But then there's two smaller faces, one over each shoulder, and one is of him laughing. So that's on the left of the drawing. And then the one over his right shoulder is crying, like looking distressed.
Why didn't you just say taint puppets?
Well, because they're not taint puppets.
I know, but this is clearly taint puppets.
Yeah. But again, like the color is just so cool. Like there's streaks of yellow throughout and blue and white just sort of in the background. And the way his hair is like moving.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really, really
good. But I mean, yeah, Corey not only does Wheel of Time, right, stuff. He does, I've seen, I think, Kaladin. I think he's done Kaladin and some Cosmere stuff. He's done Marvel stuff. So it's not just Wheel of Time. It's a lot of other stuff, too. And Star Wars. The one I think most people would recognize is the Rand in the red coat with the dragon banner behind.
Yes.
That's a really good one. I don't know. Has he done a Land Fear? Like a Natasha Fear?
I don't know.
If someone out there has seen a Natasha, I'm sure there must be. There can't be. Have you seen the Chi?
You know, some people are just not inspired by Land Fear, you know?
He's probably doing like 100 portraits of Land Fear collection or something.
Yes, I have seen his Chiad. That was a more recent one of Maya Simonson. I love that one. It's beautiful. Yes. He's got one of Egwene in the pool. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And then one of Barney Harris as Matt with like ravens in the background. That's really cool.
That is so cool.
But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. A lot of the artists that we're talking about do other things other than Wheel of Time. So please definitely check out their Instagrams or their web pages. I know like Uno has a great drawing of the Mandalorian and Grogu and some video game stuff. Like they have Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, so, really? Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I love those particular pieces. So make sure you check out their other artwork. For sure.
I don't know if you've seen the Kaladin Corey one, but
I have not. No.
There.
Can you send me the link?
I'll have to find it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking at it.
There's one I could probably send it to you. There are a couple here. They're like a mix. Yeah. But you can tell they're good.
Well, while you're looking that up, I will talk about our next artist. I feel like you can't talk about. Like, Corey, to me, is, like, one of the big ones. So another one, like, we can't talk about Wheel of Time art without talking about Ariel Burgess. So she used to be the official Wheel of Time artist. She still does make a lot of wonderful art, including Wheel of Time art. And, yeah, what do you think of Ariel's art?
It's the one that, you know, like, comes to mind a lot because it's... It's probably been there the longest, or like, I mean, it, not true, right? Because there's been art in the Wheel of Time for 30 years. as we know, like, I mean, Rob Christensen had that Dragon Man thing from the 90s, right?
My wallpaper.
So, you know, but like from a, you know, when you search for someone, a lot of times you see one of the, you know, what you see is something Ariel has done. You know, so it's a, again, I don't know what type of style it is. There is a video game type feel to it. Because it's not cartoonish. It's not like realistic. Again, I don't know art, so I don't know if I'm describing it right. But the way I would think of it is, you know, how video game would look.
Yeah, it's kind of like magical looking.
Yeah,
with lots of interesting color choices, and the lighting is
fantastical.
Very cool.
Yeah,
it's fantastical. Yeah,
it's very. I mean, yes, a fantasy series, right? It's what I like about it is it's not that it's dark, but it is dark. It's not shiny. Which is, again, you know, it's a choice, but it's personally like the sort of thing that I like is, again, I'm like I said, not much of an artist, right? But whenever I make these thumbnails and things like that, I always put like these shades and gradients to make it dark, because I like dark stuff.
You like dark mode.
Yeah, I did. Yes, dark mode. Her stuff, I feel, has a richness like that, which I like.
So I have a couple favorites. First favorite, I like any of her renditions of Egwene, but the one that I like the most is a image of Egwene doing the Flame of Tar-Valon and looking very fierce while doing so, with her hair blowing in the wind. So she's wearing like a white dress with green trim, and then the Ammerlin stole is around her shoulders, sort of like flowing all around. Her hair is flowing up into the air, and there's like lightning and light around her, and she's holding the Songreel in one hand and like holding her other hand up in the air.
Yeah, that's a really, again, the colors here, right? They're you could get a feeling of the dark, bleak background. And what's like a battlefield, the kind of, you know, she's like, her clothes are like ripped and stuff. Yeah, it looks cool. It's next to, you know, my favorite Egwene art, even though it's not fan art, is the ebook cover art of,
Gathering Storm.
Gathering Storm, yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me share one of my favorite, and then we can go back and forth. I liked what she did with Shore Egdashlu and Cad Swain.
As Cad Swain, yeah.
Yeah. So she had a Cad Swain, and she updated it. And she Shore had actually tweeted Ariel's picture of of Cad Swain.
Yeah.
Because people were talking about that, and she updated it with, you know, Shore as Cad Swain. So I thought that was just really cool in that sense. It looked perfect.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call myself a Cad Swain fan, but and I haven't seen The Expanse. Shore, I've seen enough Shore to know she's a wonderful actor. But this would make me a big fan. Just seeing that picture, I was like, that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's cool to see Ariel's evolution as an artist, too, when you look at the old Cad Swain versus the updated Cad Swain. Like, clearly over time, if you work consistently, you get better and better, or your style changes. And so my other favorite from her kind of shows that, or at least the way she posted it on Instagram shows it, and that's her artwork of Tuan. And she, this particular post on her Instagram, and I guess also on her Patreon, she shows her original draft and then her final draft, and just the change from the way the first one is drawn to the final draft is pretty amazing. I think the draft, there was like something about how it was like a long time between the first draft and then the final version. So just her process. I would love to know more about her process. But anyway, the final version is Tuan with sort of a gold chain around her head, looking very strong and regal, with like a gold and red background behind her, and then like a golden collar neck piece and a white and blue dress, and then like her shoulders are bare, but the dress goes like lower around her shoulders. It's just the shading and the detail and the colors are really cool in this one. And the angle of her face is different. In her first draft, it's her face is facing directly forward, and the dress is different, and she's wearing like a veil. But in the final draft, it's sort of like a three-quarter turn profile of her face, and it's just so much more striking, I think. And then there's no veil, so you can really see her face. And yeah, I don't know. There's something about this one. It's like It's just really good.
The one I like it's probably my favorite is Hermoradin. So this is like the young, tall, dark, and handsome, even though you only see like the face and like the neck and upper chest, but this is kind of an intense face, all like angles and jaw, and the Morden has a pipe held up to his mouth and is smoking, and it's like this intense look. It's a very realistic face. It's probably the most realistic face, at least to my eye, when I see all of her art of Wheel of Time characters, where I'm like this is it. This is more it did, headcanon to me. It's, yeah, I've seen it in a lot of different places. People have used it. There's one specific one. It's like a Valentine's card. It's like, have a smoldering Valentine's Day from the Nablus. Yeah, it has that. Yeah.
He does look very smoldering.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. And like definitely has done so much for the fandom, you
Yeah,
know.
I mean, you could just look at the What Companion and you'll see a lot of her art.
For sure. Who do you want to talk about next?
So yeah, there's this one artist, Zukon Art, and we have their Instagram here, and I'm sure they're on Twitter too. They've got a bunch of Wheel of Time art. The ones that have like kind of caught my eye, there's two that I liked in specific. And they're from the show, so they're like show, and they're very portrait like, so if someone was like sitting in front and you're like painting a portrait like traditionally. And so the one that I really like is I think the time when Natasha O'Keefe was probably cast in the Wheel of Time series, and there's two. One of her as Elida. So this is her like, kind of just sitting, or just her kind of like very like passport photo type, dimension. This would be Elida's passport photo or ID photo. And there's a red dress you see, the hair is kind of just not really styled that much. There's no jewelry, and it's very how I would expect Elida to be, but it's Natasha O'Keefe. The other is Natasha O'Keefe as Lanfear, and that is a little bit more, there's more texture to the painting. The hair is more styled. There's like some going in front, and there's
It's
some going
longer
to, yeah,
too,
it's
longer and
longer, so clearly
softer.
not in Talon-Renroid. This is in the real world. She's wearing a white dress, and there's like some style, so there's, you can see like a bit of the lower neck, upper chest, and then the neck is like covered. It's like a turtleneck, but there's like a piece
Yeah, it's
missing.
kind of cool. Yeah,
It's
it's
like,
like a
it's
sexy
very, yeah, it's like
turtleneck.
a, I don't know what it is, but it's, yeah, it's that. And then there's jewelry. There's like some, I don't know, I can't tell, but there's
It's the
stuff.
crescent moon,
Yeah,
like
no,
a crescent.
on yeah, but there's like stuff on the dress too, or on the collar,
Oh,
like
yeah.
it's like just design. But the crescent moon and thing on the head, well, I don't know what you
It's like a
call
silver
that.
chain. It's like a Kiesiara, but
Yeah,
not.
and it's yeah, that's like Glanfear. So I just l love the fact that it's so like that was the or, like an original, like, is it Glanfear or Elida, right? And who is Natasha? And there's two renditions of that. So Moradin, you might, if you've never seen this, you should look up the Elida one, and there's some timeline out there, some Flickr world, where That is true.
Yes. It's really cool how he uses color to make her look softer as Lanfear.
Yeah.
And more severe as Elida. And the slight change of facial expression and eyebrows.
There's like the... I mean, this is Robert Jordan's words, but the whole Elida looks handsome. And Lanfear is like the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Is like there on the, on the art.
Yes.
Is how I would describe this. Because Natasha Keefe, again, absolutely... amazing, you know, looking person, and as Elida, that's there, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I have a couple I really like by Zhukan. One is this adorable drawing of, or painting, I guess, of Swarane. It's Swan and Moraine. They look very young and happy, and the caption says, "Their major triumph had been filling the largest fountain in the water garden with fat green trout one night the previous summer, major in part because of the difficulty and in part because they had escaped discovery." It's a quote from New Spring. And so Swan, and again, these are actors from the show. So it's Sofia Canedo and Rosamund Pike's faces. Mm. Swan's wearing a blue headband with her hair down and sort of looking down and laughing in a white novice dress. And then Moraine is looking more towards Swan and sort of also at the painter and smiling with her hair back and her hands kind of clasped together. They both look very happy and very mischievous and very young. And there's a blue, a light, soft blue background. I love that one.
Yeah.
I really like when people take actors from the show and translate them into like other scenes from the books.
Did you see the Alexander Willem as Tom?
I did. I love that one too.
So this is where like I feel like, so this shows Alexander Willem as Tom, but this is aged up more and moved slightly visually towards the book description. So it's all white hair. The mustache is actually there and long and like maybe someone can hang from it. there's more like white beard. There's like a colorful, you can't see the cloak, but you can see a little bit at the back with the patches. And he has a pipe in his mouth. He has a guitar in his hand. So it's like the one like wonderful kind of, you know, merging of book and show, Tom.
Yeah, that one's great. There's also one of Barney Harris as Matt, wearing his Matt costume from the show, but smiling and holding a badger in his arms. The
badger.
Quite
the badger.
The badger is. They can be big. The badger is. it's like sniffing him or like looking
at him
lovingly.
The badger looks more like. The badger looks more like with it than Matt.
Yeah, Matt is smiling and looking a little...
Goofy.
Yeah.
Giddy.
And the badger is just looking at him lovingly, maybe about to like nuzzle his face or something. And there's a blue sky and trees in the background.
Yes. Really good.
Love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Zhukan, great artwork. So speaking of stuff from the show, there's this one artist I want to talk about that I feel like has such a unique... style and a unique take on stuff from the show, although they have done stuff from the books as well. But my favorites are from the show. And the artist is Cold Witch, and they're also on Instagram and on Twitter. I think I first found them on Twitter, but there's also an Instagram account. And what they do is travel posters, sort of like those retro looking stylized posters. So my favorites are most recently the one of Falm that was inspired by episode 8 of season 2. So it shows the tower, of course.
The tower.
The tower. And the tower and the city itself is all in black and white and just very, just lines, you know, very simple. But then surrounding the tower, the dragon is there, and that's in color, in flame. And then there's, you see the Shanxian ships in the ocean in the background, and everything else is black and white except for their sails, which are red. So it's just really striking. And I love the choice of font that they always use for the names of the cities. So that's a really good one. And then they also have one of Faldara from season one that I think is really cool looking.
Yes. Did you see the Falm, like the Falm that they did before?
No, I didn't know they had a Falm from before.
Yeah, it says Discover Falm. And
oh, it's, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it shows a lighthouse, which kind of looks like the tower.
Yeah, and there's a ship too.
Yeah, yeah.
A Falm, a really cool place where nothing bad happens.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's cool.
I really like their blight. Because mm-hmm. it shows the, you know, Tarvin's Gap and I think the Seven mm-hmm. Towers.
It's also just funny, like, come to the Blight.
Yeah. The one I like, I think it's like the smartest, is the Ways. Because it shows the Ways, like, in, like, not tainted. So it shows, like, this, like, blue skies everywhere, like, green landings, you know, like, an apple tree and an orange tree, and there's like a fire and people are just lounging on the grass and the horses are grazing. So the horses don't die clearly in these ways. And it says the ways travel in comfort.
Nice. Yeah. I think there's something clever or like comedic almost about these posters that is just different from some of the other artists we've talked about.
This is the sort of like you have in your like, you know, in your background or whatever, like, you know.
Yeah, these would be good to get as prints and like hang up in your home. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I think the last artist that we want to talk about is Serena R. And I think like most of these artists, I just started seeing their stuff pop up as I watched. I think I might have seen some of their stuff first on one of Lesbi Nerdy's videos. Lesbi Nerdy would often, as she was talking about different characters or different topics, would show artwork and was always really, really good about doing art credits at the end of each of her episodes. So I feel like I might have seen Serena's stuff first there, but definitely just over time on Twitter and Instagram. And Serena has a really unique style. They almost a comic book kind of approach.
Yeah, there's a comic book anime.
Type,
but it's a little, it's something different.
Yeah, and I think what's most striking for me, like I could probably recognize a Serena piece of art by the characters' noses. Their noses are often like a little darker than the rest of their face or kind of like triangle shaped almost. And I think it's a really cool style. Yeah, yeah. But one of my favorite things that Serena does is any of their images of Nynaeve. Nynaeve always has like the most beautiful, glorious braid in all of their depictions of her. And they also tend to do a lot of depictions of Nynaeve with Rand, and Nynaeve just being very loving and motherly towards Rand. And then there's one in particular that's really striking, which is, this might be maybe her most famous piece, I think, which is Nynaeve and Rand laying down on one of the seals. So Nynaeve is laying on the white flame side, and Rand is laying sort of upside down from her on the black dragon fang side. Rand wearing his red coat, Nynaeve wearing a blue dress, and they're sort of like, you know, positioned sort of like yin and yang almost. And it's, I think, related to the cleansing of the taint from Winter's Heart. There's the quote, Nynaeve will link with me, and he trusted Nynaeve to link with, but no one else. So yeah, I just love that. I love the style, but also the emphasis on their relationship, which I think is not often the subject of a lot of art or discussion necessarily.
There's like a series that they do where it says like it's like incorrect Wheel of Time quotes, and there's a few, but there's like a funny one. There's one where it's like Lan and Rand, and Lan is like, you know, looking severe. He's wearing like a green shirt. Rand, it's mainly black and white, but their shirt, and Rand is wearing like a blue kind of shirt. Black hair for Lan. Rand has red hair, and there's two speech bubbles, and Rand says, "Please call me Rand," and Lan is saying, "Listen, sheepherder." It's just it's just funny, like, you know, that dynamic, seeing it in that way.
They also did a series of like Wheel of Time characters wearing high school jackets, like letter jackets almost, or just different styles of, like, I don't know how to explain this, but it's the characters from the back, and you see the back of whatever jacket they're wearing. So, like, for example, Matt is wearing a blue jean jacket, and on the back there's a big patch of a fox. And then, like, Elaine has a red jacket with a lion on the back, and Perrin's got a gray jacket with a wolf. Lan has like a more formal looking jacket, maybe a vest, I can't really tell, and you can see the sword at his back. I thought those were just really cool, interesting. Makes them all look kind of modern. The styles of the jackets are very, it's like very cool design, costume design kind of idea.
Yeah, it's a very particular style, yeah.
So yeah, that's Serena. Serena is very cool.
So, you know, we've talked about a few artists here, but they're like, so many great artists out there. There's no way we could like continue to mention all of them, because there are so many and they're all so great. Mm-hmm. These are just a few that kind of caught our eye, or maybe the ones that we've seen. And I know a lot of people out there have seen a lot of other people, and either do art themselves or appreciate art in this fandom. So yeah,
definitely. Yeah, there's just far too many to talk about. I have a few one-offs that I'm just going to try to go through really quickly that I just love and couldn't not mention. So one is from @SilverSwearWolf, and it's Kristen Autry, and it's a picture of Tigraine and Shaiil back-to-back using the image of Magdalena Sitova from the show, and then kind of imagining her, how she would look as Shaiil. So that one is just gorgeous and a really cool concept. And then there's Theo @PN_art. I love their work. In particular, there's one of Little Moraine and Baby Anver that I thought was just really cool. And they did such a great job imagining what the Kyrian fashion would look like for kids. And it's just really cute, like Moraine kissing the little baby, and yeah. And then
I think their other one is, yeah, the,
that's, you've seen that one, right? Like, it's,
yeah,
more,
I mean, I've seen both, but like, that's, yeah, the one that like I feel like a lot of people have seen. It's the one where Moraine is basically trying to rein in the Emmonsfield Five, and it's the three boys are just I can't tell what Perrin and Rand are doing, but like Rand is just on the floor, like passed out.
Yeah.
Perrin is running away somewhere. Matt is reaching for a dagger. Nynaeve is, and the three boys are like, have like ropes, like, yeah, kind of leashes, because, you know, she has a leash on them, and is trying to control them. Nynaeve is like, kicking, in the process of kicking her, and Egwene is like lovingly just like attached to her leg.
Yeah, it's so perfect. Yeah, it's really well done.
I can't tell what Lan
What's
is Lan's, doing.
Lan what is in, he? What is, yeah, he saying?
I can't tell. Is he taking like a picture? Is that? It almost looks,
yes,
like he's taking a picture of it. Like, you know, he's like standing in the kind of the background, and he's just like, enjoying Moraine wrestle with the kids.
Yeah, this one is Special. As Rafe would say, iconic.
Yeah. Their caption is Wheel of Time Season 1 in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. And then the last one is Gabby at Docker Art. And they did a series of sketches kind of counting down to Season 2. And they are sort of on, I don't know if this is actually on paper or if it's digital art, but you can get sketchbooks with like darker paper. So it's like a tan color, and then you can use white pencil to make like highlights. So that's what it looks like to me, but it could be digital as well. I'm not sure. It could kind of make the same effect. But they're black and white drawings. And my favorite, there's a lot of them, but my favorite is the one of Ayula Smart as Avienda with her shufa on, looking very fierce. So I just wanted to mention Gabby because I really like the sketches that they did. And just, you know, again, doing stuff for the fandom, like having a countdown like that to like build hype through art, I think is a really cool idea. So we had a few responses on Discord. Should we talk about those?
Yes. So yeah, I know a few people mentioned stuff. Aradia mentioned Edsel Arnold and... you can visit their website. There's again a few things that they've done, but they have a specific Wheel of Time art, and they're very card, or like, what do you call it, like if you have playing cards, like, you know, I don't know, the card game kind of, like,
this. Oh, one of men. No, they look like, you know what they look like is tarot cards.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
there's a, like, you know, like, it shows men as the doomseer. There's, like, you know, the wolf king, which is Perrin. Matt is, you know, the prince of ravens, and the dragon reborn, the little dragon, and...
The Aelfin one is so cool. The Sleeping Beauty?
No, it's too weird.
But you love the Aelfin and the Eelfin. Come on.
It's too creepy. It's a little too creepy.
Yeah, I guess. But it's still very cool. Like the colors.
The colors is too creepy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Aradia said that they like the Min, Grendel, and Luca pieces.
Oh, the Luca is... special.
Yeah, these are really good.
That's not how I think of Grendel, but yes.
Me neither, but it's the design is cool. Yeah. The colors.
Ooh, a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Egwene and Varin.
Yeah.
That's good.
So Brian mentioned Manwari. I've definitely seen these before. I think the one I've seen the most is the Elaine depiction. Yes. It's just, I'm most familiar with it. It's like a portrait style with how you would imagine Elaine with the long golden hair. She's got white earrings, very blue eyes, white pearl necklaces with a ruby, and kind of like a gray embroidered dress. But yeah, there's quite a few portraits that Brian shared the links with us of the main characters, and they're all very good. And then Brian shared a lot. Yeah. This picture of Loghain and Camelin by Dubish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
I mean, the very famous Who is Avienda?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, these are all on Deviant Art. Mm-hmm. And this one is by Mai and 89. But yeah, this is like the one where she's, you know, has a flayed body or just skin, yes, in her hands. And I think there's one more of their, or two more. There's Pillow Friends, which is Moraine and Swan in sitting in bed, reading books, as any friends do, right? and the last one is Queen Morghese, looking very, again, a black and white piece, looking very regal.
Mm. I don't feel like anyone, I've never seen anyone get more gays. I've never seen anyone depict more gays how I see more gays.
Your headcanon.
Yeah. I mean, they're all wonderful, but like none of them capture what I see.
The person who gets closest is actually Alyssa when she does, you know, her Camelin Royals.
Yes. Is Alyssa the person in costume. Yeah.
Yes. Not art, but like actual.
Yeah. I mean, that is a form of art, right? Yeah. Doyne, aka real life Matt Cawthon, mentioned Paul Bielizic, I'm going to guess is the pronunciation. Who has two takes on the Raven prints, and they're black and white, look at maybe ink drawings, but they're very cool, the use of like light and shadow. The first one is a giant raven flying, and then the raven is black, but there's a white, you know, negative space of Matt holding the Ashendari and in sort of a cool pose with one leg up, like he's about to fight someone. And then the other one is Matt standing on a cliff, and that's in black. And then there's a very stark white background behind him that breaks off into a bunch of white ravens flying into the air. Both are very striking.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Aradia mentioned an Ariel Burgess piece that I had not ever seen before. It's a print of Andril and the lava.
Is it? Is that what it is? I couldn't tell.
Yeah. I had to zoom in on my phone, but yeah, there's an army. You see the trees, and then there's an army in the middle of the trees, and that's where the lava's.
Oh, the lava is
flowing out from a gateway. Mm. It's very cool. So yeah, thank you to those of you who shared stuff in Discord. So yeah, if you're listening and there's art that we didn't talk about or an artist that we didn't talk about, please leave us a comment. You can, you know, send us a DM on Twitter or Instagram or tag us, however you want to let us know, because I'm sure there's a lot that we're missing. I mean, we didn't even get to talk about Memo, although I think we did talk about Memo in one of our first episodes. We talked about our favorite Memo pieces.
Yes, we did.
And how she does the lights work for the fandom. Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite fandom moment this week?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily fandom related. There are a couple of things that came to mind. It's not the same fandom, but we talked about, you know, how Backrocket went down. I mean, there's a lot of Wheel of Time fans who are also Sanderson fans. It just, you know, was fun to see people who I know are Wheel of Time fans just talk about, you know, stuff Sanderson is doing and the release today. So that was a lot of fun. The other thing, you know, again, saw a lot of fans appreciating the fact that Rosamund Pike has again won an Audie Award for her narration of The Dragon Reborn. So that's two Audie Awards that she has now for narrating The Wheel of Time. My next listen that I'm going to do will be her doing the first three books. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I'm hoping she does book four by the time season three is coming out. I'm pretty sure she will. The way things are going, right?
Yeah, I imagine the plan is for her to narrate them all eventually.
You're
right.
I think we'll get the first four. I'm pretty sure of that, given that we have the first three seasons.
Only as long as the show's out, and then she won't do it anymore. Yeah.
I mean, she might, but like, I just don't see the. Yeah. You know, she's a superstar, you know, cinema actor.
Although I don't know if you saw this. Maybe she's really enjoying it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you saw. So, you know, going back to the Sanderson. So Brandon did a release party live stream earlier, you know, around earlier before we started to record. And he was talking about, oh, who's going to do the narration for the next secret project? And they're like, people are like, Henry Cavill, get Henry Cavill. And I'm just reading it. And I'm like, no, Henry Cavill is not going to. And he was like, I spoke to Henry. He's busy with Warhammer. He just can't do this. And I'm like, is he joking? And apparently, it seemed like no, he was not joking, because I don't know if you've seen, he's Henry has read.
Oh yeah.
Like Henry, Henry as I
He's a
call him.
huge nerd. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's read Saunderson, as he likes to call him. But he's read a lot of stuff, but definitely fantasy. But then he goes on to say, people were to talk with David Tennant, and he was like, we were going to get David Tennant, but he was busy doing the Doctor Who thing, because he came back as Doctor Who. And so that's why we couldn't get him. And I'm like, what? And he's like, so
So close.
the next time we do a book that has Hoyt narrating it, it's gonna be David Tennant. And I was like,
Wow.
okay, I guess it's not unreasonable to think Rosamund Pike would do all of the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, if you're a big enough fan and you're famous enough, why not?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That would be really cool.
So I have three favorite fandom moments, but they're all related. So that's how I'm
You
gonna
have one,
justify
you
it.
mean?
Yeah. So there's three instances of people going to shows and hanging out with actors. So one of them was from Ah Yes, Sedai, who went to see Maren Alvear, Lolita Chakrabarti, in I forget which show. Does she say in the tweet? The Hunt. The Hunt at the Almeida.
You mean the
So,
Great Hunt?
yes. No. So
So
there's a
this is
wonderful picture.
what was happening in the Two Rivers while Book Two was happening.
Right. Yeah. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a great picture of Aes Sedai with Lolita, who looks very cute in glasses, by the way. She's not, unfortunately, I heard she's not going to be in season three of The Wheel of Time. I think she has other obligations. And then there were two visits to Hadestown in London. I heard that Donal's doing an amazing job. I'm not surprised at all. So we had a fan group that shared a wonderful picture of them with Donal. So we have Laura, Daughter of Silence. We have Camille, Rational Nerd. We have Charlie. And there's another person. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry. I do not recognize. But they're all smiling and looking like they're having a great time with Donal in London. And finally, today, courtesy of Watt Series, posting some pictures from Juliet Howland, we saw that Matt got to hang out with his mom after the show. There's a lovely picture of Donal with Juliet Howland. And then we also see Hamed Animishan and Zoe Robbins. It looks like they also went to support Donal in Hadestown. And the photos are just adorable. A lot of love and support. So that just
Yes.
kind of, I thought that was really sweet and very lights worky.
Yeah,
All of
no.
it.
Yes, all of that. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Okay, I think that's it for this week. I feel like there was something else I was going to say. Oh, I know. I was going to maybe put a little teaser out there that one, at least one, but definitely one of the artists that we talked about tonight is going to be joining us on the Lights Work very soon. So stay tuned for that.
They draw a mean mountains and river and trees. Oh, you're not talking about me? Okay, yeah,
No,
sorry.
I was not talking about you, but
Okay,
that's okay.
okay. Yeah.
Okay, if you like what we do here at The Lights Work, please follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Lights Work Pod, on Instagram at The Lights Work. You can check out our website, thelightswork.com, follow us on Patreon, or join our Discord server. And until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the lights work.
Meow.
Can you keep the meow in? The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.